y'all to rock the fuck out. Have you seen the music video? Do you know what my name is? DJ Slim. Boston Mass. We at the Boston Freedom Rally. Let me see some hands up in the air. Get on video. Let me see some hands in the air.
If you want to get high.
Y'all want to get high? Yeah.
Y'all need to hang with me. Let's go.
I want to get high in the morning. High in the evening.
Local rap artist DJ Slim, one of the many diverse performers who took to one of two stages across the Boston Common on Saturday, September 18th. Tens of thousands of activists and marijuana enthusiasts gathered on the Common for the annual Boston Freedom Rally. In Massachusetts, the possession of marijuana has been decriminalized by a voter referendum that went into effect in January 2009. Although free from the fear of arrest, it is still not legal, and some attendees had their stash confiscated by law enforcement agents. But most smoked openly without reprisal. There were two arrests on intent to distribute. Some of the crowd came for the festival, live music by local and national acts like Onyx and Tracy Bonham, who headlined the band lineup. Others came for the activism and to hear speakers from Normal, Students for a Sensible Drug Policy, and Green Party gubernatorial candidate Dr. Jill Stein.
That marijuana prohibition, making marijuana illegal, is a flagrant and tragic failure. And as you know, prohibition results in too many tax dollars being spent on ineffective and expensive enforcement and prosecution. And we are closing the door on all the incredible jobs that would be created by the hemp industry, creating food and fiber here in Massachusetts. The minimal side effects of marijuana are far less harmful to human health than the side effects of tobacco and alcohol, and those are completely legal. So marijuana, the bottom line is it's a substance which is dangerous because it's illegal. It's not illegal because it's dangerous. So in the interests of our commonwealth and our common health, I ask for your support on November 2nd. Are you gonna be there? Are you gonna go to my website, jillstein.org? On November 2nd, we can take a leap forward for a healthy, just, secure green future, starting here in Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
Sure. Jill Stein is one of four candidates running for governor this November, but the only one who has come out in support of outright legalization, regulation, and taxation of marijuana to help supplement much-needed state revenue. I asked her if she would be satisfied as governor to just let the decriminalization law stand.
And in fact, you know, decrim hasn't solved the problem of drug violence associated with the black market or the loss of all that revenue, which is now putting hundreds of millions of dollars into the criminal economy. So it's really important for us to curtail that financial support that we are driving right into the black market. You know, we need to take those hundreds of millions of dollars back and put them into creating jobs and strong schools and affordable health care right here in our communities.
This rally was sponsored by the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, which is the state chapter of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. The Obama administration has taken a hands-off approach on this issue, leaving it for the states to decide. All activists are looking to California, which has the first legalization, regulation, and taxation referendum on the November ballot. Heather McCormick, a student at the University of Massachusetts, addressed this.
Vote yes on Prop 19. Tax and regulate California cannabis. All right? California, on November 2nd, is going to be the first state to legalize marijuana in the country, but it sure as hell won't be the last. That's right. Sure as hell won't be the last. This is a sea change in our country, our culture, and our consciousness. All right? No longer war on pot be able to put our friends in jail, eliminate our rights, kill innocent civilians because of marijuana cartels. We are winning the war on lies. We're taking them down. And it's about goddamn time. Yeah! But in order to make sure that Massachusetts is the next state to legalize marijuana, we need all of you, every single one of you drug warriors, to take up arms in a fight against injustice that has gone on for far too long. So don't think that the war on drugs is over because we get a ticket instead of a jail cell.
Terry Franklin of UMass is a normal supporter and was passionate about his belief in legalization. He even invoked the idea of civil disobedience and Dr. Martin Luther King.
In this state, it is decriminalized. It's a little bit easier than it was a couple years ago. But you still may get a ticket. They have these $100 fine tickets they give out. If you ever get a ticket for marijuana, what the hell? Don't pay the ticket. You didn't do anything wrong. If anybody gets a ticket here today, come right up to the front. Get your lighter out. Burn that ticket. We need some more civil disobedience. We need Martin Luther King technique all across Massachusetts, all across this country.
As for the attendees, most seemed to enjoy a beautiful afternoon on the Boston Common. But they came for many different reasons. Joe and Gloria were a couple who came from New York City for the rally.
A lot of nice people getting high, having a good time, getting along in peace. Should be left alone by legal authorities. It's not the police we're against, it's the politicians who are selling us out.
And you?
I think we shouldn't be against anybody. I think if we have an expanded awareness, which, you know, all religions in the past have recognized, if we can use this as a valuable tool, then we can follow that unity and heal the world.
Give me the groove of the day. What have you seen and what do you like?
What have I seen? I've seen a lot of people enjoying themselves. I've seen the park rangers making off with boatloads of marijuana for free. What else? At least no one's been arrested from what I've seen so far.
So you've seen park rangers come and just grab people's pot?
Oh, yeah.
So stashes are being confiscated, but nobody's being arrested?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
They're getting all their weed for free, man.
Exactly.
But it certainly looks like with the two stages that we've got, that we have more people than I've ever seen here before personally.
More people personally?
Yes, more people personally.
That means more persons.
And lots of really cute stoner chicks. I guess we won't put that on the air.
No, we won't. You're a married man.
Chicks weren't the only ones getting stoned, especially at 420, a very high time in marijuana culture. At the Stingray Bandshell stage, activists counted down the moment and thousands lit up simultaneously, creating a huge marijuana cloud over the crowd.
I see the clouds going up. Get those clouds up. Get those hands up as high as you want to be.
Let's get the smoke going now. Come on, let that smoke going now. We want a big cloud. We want a big cloud now.
Thank you guys so much. It's been my second Freedom Rally. Get involved with Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Sign the petition to Just Say Now to legalize marijuana so that people like us are no longer treated like criminals. Thank you.
Make sure you put money in those mass can buckets. These are the guys that decriminalized pot in Massachusetts. We could not enjoy the freedom today were it not for mass can normal. Stop by the tent, put money in buckets, and make sure you get involved with reform, and make sure you enjoy yourselves out today. Because take a look around, folks. This is the future in America, right here. This is bigger than the Tea Party. This is bigger than the Republican Party. This is bigger than the Democratic Party. This is the Marijuana Party, right here today.
Thank you.
Although it was a fun event, there were still some serious issues of grievances to be addressed. Kaze Tori has a brother in jail and explained why he was there.
I'm out here because I believe that marijuana should be legal, not just decriminalized. It's been proven less harmful than cigarettes and alcohol, and both of those are legal. They're locking too many people up that should not be locked up, man.
Yeah, really,
wasting
yeah, that.
People's lives, yeah. You know?
There were also lots of merchants and activists in tents that lined the common, hawking their wares and ideas. Diane is with New Jersey Normal and came up from that state to attend.
We want to change the laws, definitely. And we're here to do that. And look at this turnout. It's amazing. This is my first Freedom Rally in Boston. I'm coming back. It was fabulous.
I'm Colleen. I'm with Wicked Hemp Footwear.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being out here. How's the experience been so far today?
Great. We've been doing this now since it started, and this is probably one of the best turnout years in probably about the last 5 years. It's been a great group of people, and everybody's here for the same cause, and it's wonderful.
Well, you're at a very crowded intersection in the middle of this whole thing, so you got a good spot.
Yes, we did. That we did.
Okay, well, carry on. Good luck with you.
Thank you.
Sure. Colleen is with Wicked Hemp Footwear. I asked her if her product was made here in the USA.
Yep, no. Our purpose here is to try to get the consumers to realize that hemp is a great material and to get the demand so we can make them here. Our dream is to be able to open up a factory here in the States and make them here.
With decriminalization the law of the state, there were many appeals from the stage to not antagonize the police. Dave Tree of the hardcore band Superpower has played this annual rally for 20 years. He thanked the organizers for their work and put the day into a historic perspective.
I've been playing on the Boston Common for the Pot Rally since 1990. I was in a band called Tree. Every year, we dedicated service to these guys. 21 years later, you can smoke pot on the street without getting arrested. Everyone keep an eye out for the cops. They're just doing their job. Your job's even harder. Your job is to keep free. That's a hard job to do. Stay free, my friends.
Freedom was more than just a word on the Boston Common this past Saturday. It was lived. From the 21st Annual Freedom Rally in the great state of Massachusetts, I am Chuck Urazina.